The 2022 primary season has finally come to an end. Despite the Republican establishment spending heavily to deny him victory, retired Army General Don Bolduc won the New Hampshire Republican U.S. Senate primary during the week and now advances to face Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan in the general election. The senator's campaign wasted no time in attacking Bolduc, hitting him with an abortion ad the day after the primary ended. General Bolduc's margin of victory over State Senate President Chuck Morse will be in the neighborhood of 1,800 votes when all the counting is finally complete. Though former President Trump did not endorse a candidate in the Senate race, his supporters had a big night on Tuesday and are largely credited with delivering the victory. In responding to whether the National Republican establishment will support Bolduc, after many in the party questioned whether he is strong enough to defeat Hassan, the query was basically answered. Florida Senator Rick Scott, the National Republican Senatorial Committee chairman, responded that his committee remains fully committed to New Hampshire as a key target race. The organization has over $9 million in media time already reserved for the Granite State's general election. Trump candidates also won the state's two congressional GOP primaries. Former Trump White House aide Caroline Leavitt will now oppose U.S. Representative Chris Pappas in the most volatile district in the country. New Hampshire's 1st District has defeated more incumbents than any other CD in the nation since 2004. In the state's Western District, former Hillsborough County Treasurer Robert Burns won the Republican nomination and now faces five-term Democratic incumbent Annie Custer. This, too, promises to feature a competitive result. National primary turnout could again be a precursor to the general election finish, as it proved so for the Democrats in the mid-2018 midterm. In that year, 4.6 million more Democrats voted in primaries around the country than Republicans, and that was a key factor in understanding the voting enthusiasm that led to a blue wave election year. This year, however, the tables turned. In the 38 states where we can compare 2022 races with those of 2018, over 4.8 million more people have voted in this year's Republican primaries than Democratic. Over 5.5 million more Republicans turned out this year when compared to the same Republican primaries in 2018. These numbers, too, could signal an enthusiasm advantage, but this time it looks to favor the GOP. In other news, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee, who ascended to his position when then-Governor Gina Raimondo resigned to accept her appointment as U.S. Commerce Secretary, won the Democratic nomination in the late September 13th primary. He defeated corporate CEO Helena Foulkes and Secretary of State Nelly Gorbea in a close election. Governor McKee is now a lock to win a full term in his own right this November. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.